when he starts to tell us or reveal to us what it means to be crucified, and you know, that's something you can, personally, you have to ask him. It's not something that, you know, you read in the book. I got it in the book. You know, because everybody uses the Bible as this, you know, bizarre instruction manual. And it is so not that. It is filled with life, but not without the Spirit. Without the Spirit, it'll make you a prisoner. With the Spirit, it sets you free. So when he says, you know, in Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I think sometimes what happens is we read the first half of that scripture, and number one, most Christians don't have a clue what it means to be crucified because they've never asked Holy Spirit to reveal that. So when we ask him, I remember when I first got to know Holy Spirit as a person, that's the first question I asked him. Obviously, he put that in my mind and heart. And I said to him, I don't know what it means to be crucified with Christ. Teach me. And he did. And what he taught me, he didn't teach me, you know, the brutality of the cross. He didn't teach me of the forgiveness of sin or taking away of sin. You know what he taught me? He taught me that I was one with him. That's what it means to be crucified with Christ. We're so scared of thinking we're dead. That's where people get hung up on the word dead. And because they're still identifying with themselves with their old self, the one that was aligned with Satan, that they don't want to give it up. That's why they continue with the law, because they think they're still that old man who identifies with Satan. And they see all of Christianity as that dead man identified with Satan. And they think that's a Christian. And you've got to be careful, and you've got to watch. You need to, you know, hold back because, oh my goodness, you know, you might be tempted and do something wrong. They're still living as if the dead man is alive and that they're still aligned with Satan. And that is not who we are anymore. We are not fornicators, adulterers, liars, idolaters. Someone recently was identifying people with that. As if you could be that as a believer. How can you be that as a believer when you're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? One with God, the same Spirit, an heir and a co-heir with Christ, and an heir of God himself, your Father. That's because people who are Christians and who are been born again in that moment, in that experience of time, when they confessed Christ and believed in their heart, but they have no idea who they are. They think they still affiliate it with Satan. And Satan wants them to think that. He has shrouded the church, the body of Christ, in darkness for centuries upon centuries. And he still does it today. And what happens when somebody becomes born again? I saw it in Kenya over and over and over. People had been born again because they confess that they're born again. They make it clear. There are some people, if you ask them to introduce themselves and you're in a meeting, they will say, my name is so-and-so. I am born again. They will make it a statement. I've never heard it in my life.